Chapter 7. The strident whistle of a train was heard coming from the direction of the unloading platform. It was still very early. I approached my window, from which I had a direct view onto the tracks, and saw a very long train. A few seconds later, the doors slid open, and the boxcars spilled out thousands upon thousands of the chosen people of Israel. Lineup and selection took scarcely half an hour. The left-hand column moved slowly away. Orders rang out, and the sound of rapid footsteps reached my room. The sounds came from the furnace rooms of the crematorium. They were preparing to welcome the new convoy. The throb of motors began. They had just set the enormous ventilators going to fan the flames in order to obtain the desired degree in the ovens. 15 ventilators were going simultaneously, one beside each oven. The incineration room was about 500 feet long. It was a bright, whitewashed room with concrete floor and barred windows. Each of these 15 ovens was housed in a red brick structure. Immense iron doors, well polished and gleaming, ominously lined the length of the wall. In 5 or 6 minutes, the convoy reached the gate, whose swing doors opened inwards. 5 abreast, the group entered the courtyard. It was the moment about which the outside world knew nothing. For anyone who might have known something about it, after having traveled the path of his destiny, the 300 yards separating that spot from the ramp, had never returned to tell the tale. It was one of the crematoriums which awaited those who had been selected for the left-hand column, and not, as the German lie had made the right-hand column suppose in order to allay their anxiety, a camp for the sick and children, where the infirm cared for their little ones. And my interjection, power's most debased acts it determines to hide. Secrecy is key to their goal being realized. A goal of such extreme elitism is wrecked by the simple means of our seeing it. Because if we can see Auschwitz living and feeding on us, deepening around us, settling itself in us, we will rouse ourselves to stop it, to save our future from it and ourselves. The growth of our humanity depends on leaving behind this class system.